ازيك يا استاذ هاري موري؟ ازيك يا استاذ تاني؟ اول شيء بس اشوفك. اوكي بوس، اي gonna begin. The topic of tonight's shiur is beinyan tefila hayachid b'shas chazaras hashatz. In other words, say you're davening your son the shmon esrei when the chazan is saying chazaras hashatz. Does that give you the status of tefila b'tzibur? In other words, usually tefillah b'tzibur means when you daven just silent shmon esrei with everyone else's silent shmon esrei. But say you came late and you're not davening with everyone else's silent shmon esrei. The chazan's up to chazar shashatz. So is there an inyan that you could say along with him, and then you would also get the tzchus of having tefillah b'tzibur? That's the question. So first the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah 1, it discusses the idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur. It first discusses the idea of the role of the Chaz. The end of the Mishnah, the first word of the line, last word of the line is Kashem. Put the down word of the line is Kashem. Kashem Shashlich Tzibur Chayv. Just like the Shliach Tzibur is chayiv to daven, so too every yachid and yachid is chayiv. From Gavuil Omer Shliach Tzibur Motzi Asam Bidei Chovasa. Shliach Tzibur is Motzi the Rabbi Bidei Chovasa. He davens and he's Motzi the Rabbi. And then the Gemara has a further discussion about, page 2 on Lamdalar with Bays, towards the bottom brackets. Tanya Amulor, according to you, that the Tzlech Tzibur could be Motzi everyone else, so why are the Yechidim even davening? Why don't they just be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? In order to give the opportunity for the Shliach Tzibur, it's a funny thing. Everyone's going to daven, so this the Shliach Tzibur could prepare. Because if he would have to say it right away, and everyone would just be listening, so maybe he wouldn't be as prepared. So this way, Evan daven silent, and he'll also daven silent, and that'll be his preparation for the real thing. That's what he's saying is allowed. And everyone has a chiyuv, so what's the point of the shliach tzibur? That's to mimotzi someone who is not able to daven, expert. And he said back that he could be motzi everyone, even the baki, he could be motzi. So again, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch for a second on page 4. So the Shulchan Tzibur, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mokun She'ein Minyan, if you have a place where there's no Minyan, Im Echad Yodeya V'Acherim Einam Yodim. So there's no minyan, and one person knows how to daven, no one else does. Echad poter es kulo. So one person could be motzi everyone else. Vim kulam yodim. Everyone knows how to daven. Then kol echad ar la'atzmo. And everyone. So it depends. If there's no minyan and one person knows how to daven and the others don't, But if everyone knows, then everyone should daven for themselves. Meaning, if you don't have a minyan, you should only listen to someone else if you can't daven yourself. Well, it says the Mogen Avraham, Mashmas Filde, the Eina Yachid Motzi Chaveri Ola Basar. But it's Mashma that to be Motzi someone else, if he's able to daven, only if you have a minyan. But if you don't have a minyan, you should only listen to the listen to someone else if you yourself can't daven. But if you could daven, then you should daven yourself unless there's a minyan. If there's a minyan, then you can listen to someone else. So it's a funny type of thing. It was like by Kiddush, say. I can make Kiddush for you. I can make Kiddush for my guests, even if I don't have 10 people there. Right? And even though my guests know how to say Kiddush also, but they're Shomer Ka'ona, and they listen to my Kiddush. And then maybe it's even preferred, the concept of a Rovam Hadras Melech, that really one person should say it for everybody. But when you have a minion, so then you could listen to the Chazan. So we'll have to understand that more in a second. So let us understand what is the concept of listening to the Chazan and when does that apply?
So that's interesting. In the Shulchan Aruch, he says that if Kulam Yodim, Kolachat Karabi Achim, it doesn't say you're not noticing, you still hear the other one if the other one tries to be noticing.
Right. If everyone knows,
he just says Kolachat Karabi Achim.
Kolachat Karabi Achim.
And that implies that you're not Yotze if you listen, or just as that for me.
That's a good question. In other words, if everyone knows how to daven, then everyone should daven for themselves. But it's mashma that you wouldn't, or at least l'chadchila, you shouldn't do it, having the chazan be motzi. But there's a special thing that if you have a minion, so then that's different. You could listen to the chazan. If you don't have a minion, you should only listen if you don't know how to daven yourself.
At the end of the Magen Avraham, it says, "The Tash Beis Kasa Kol Achad Kor Le'atzmo Im Yirtzu."
Where are you reading?
At the very end of the Magen Avraham.
The Tash Beis Kasa Kol Le'atzmo Im Yirtzu. Right. Yeah, let's see what he says here. Im Ken Adiv Sheikra Echa B'Kul. Av Al Barabenu Yeruch Hamash Malafil Yochad Motzi Chavero. Because of a Bach. But if they want, then they could listen to the chazan if there's a minyan. Then maybe it's better to listen to the chazan because there's a concept of Romam Hadras Melech. Which, besides the idea that it means that it's better always to have a lot of people joining in, but it's better to have one person be motzi everyone else than have everyone saying the thing by themselves. Which is,
we could hear the advantage of that, if everybody's actually in sync, so to speak, right? If everybody is aware that they're basically saying the same scoop. Sukkim, they're davening at the same time. And then they're like everybody's on the same page,
Yeah, right.
So that seems like, and that's the way Spartan actually do it. You know, they say the whole davening out loud.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everybody is completely included, and they're all basically the timing and the rhythm of the davening is the thing.
Right. Okay, so let's see now. In the page 10, this is the Eshel Avram of Muchach. Page 10. So this is the question. And that's what we're going to focus on now. What is the din? If you're saying your stylish Shmon Esrei with the Chas, he's saying the loud Shmon Esrei, and you're saying the stylish Shmon Esrei. So is that Tefillah B'Tzibur? So he says, "Ain Suffing," page 10 of the bottom. Shemispalin be'es Chazar Hatshatz Hatfila. Or is it Tfila im HaTzibur Mamash? Is that Tfila B'Tzibur? Ki hare mehechrech yeh yud tzaisi. Because there are 10 people that are listening. V'heim ka'oni mamash l'kul yalma. And they're like saying it as if they said it themselves. So he says, he's my... his mind, that would be a great thing. That you definitely would be yotzei. That if you're saying it during Chazaras Hashatz, so that's Tefillah B'Tzibur. Whether the people know how to daven themselves or they don't know how to daven themselves, but at least 10 people are listening, so it's like a tzibur getting together. Listening to the chazan. So if you came late and you're going to daven during your silent Shmon Esrei when the chazan is davening the loud Shmon Esrei, so then what? You Tefillah B'Tzibur. You know, I said, I'm sure you heard this from me, say over from my Rabbi Moshe Yagid in MTA. He said, you know, the old Chazanim weren't always the firmest. But like Rav Yossel Rosenblatt, he was an OZ, you know, he's the Spitz Chazan. He said, I should get paid more because I even daven the Silas Shmon Esrei. Because some of the old Chazanim didn't necessarily daven the Silas. They were just, you know, when was this? Let me guess. Yes, to Rosenblatt. And then when did he come to the West?
Yes. But he was I'm not sure.
What is this? The 40s?
Probably.
The 20s.
But maybe the Ruby. It's bad.
Yeah. What do you say, Mayor? Early 20s, you say?
Long time. 100 years plus or minus.
But then he came to OZ. He was an OZ. Oh, he was an actual spy. That was a big school. And who was the Rav that when he was the cousin?
But he was an OZ.
What year was he in the actual spy? That's a 14th Avenue school.
14th Avenue.
I didn't realize that.
1928. Signed a 10-year contract with Avi Sfar.
Okay.
And he was at OZ. from 1912 to 1927.
Oh, so he was an OZ first. Yeah. Oh, was he first? Then he came to.
The story was an OZ.
Yeah. So now let's move on.
Those two
guys.
My father felt I needed to be able to talk to the other one. For what?
So he was a chazan when he got it was. Okay. Now there's a Yuvim Chasim Sofer that's not in the real. There was I'm zeroing from you. Prach Zion, page 11. That was not the regular. Now, this shoe was known in the Defus London, but there was one volume of the Chasam Sofer that was put out, I guess, in London, those shuvas. And when they made this new edition of Chasam Sofer, they put everything together. The challenge for me was the Defus London of the Chasam Sofer. So now I've discovered it. I don't have to search for it because look in this one, the new printing, and the first London includes. So here we go. Let's see what he says. Okay, he's from the. This group was written to Judas. He's one of the greatest Hungarian. I used that a lot for you. That's sad. Yeah. Olam Yedidi Rabbani Hacharut Ayin Hamufla Horeinu Yuda Asad. They used to express how you didn't want to say they were Yuda. So let's see what he writes. He writes like this. Look at the second on the bottom. Rabbi Bishyev Shaykhav Nukulam the Shats. Tiktu Shishpal. Why don't we just have this thing that would just listen to the Chazar Sashats? That is so. So Gemara discussed that because maybe he's not going to, so he could prepare. But he says like this. Yev Shaykhav Nukulam the Shats. That he said that one of the reasons is that people space out.
100%, like the, you know, what I was thinking.
Yeah, over here. Said
that right away is that the kid in the back of the classroom, right? They're gonna he's gonna be davening out there, and they're gonna be talking about, you know, the stocks, and then not like people don't do that anyway. But it would be that you have all kinds of things to be able to do except daven. So if you're actually involved with the davening, then you're at least there's some possibility that you might not be doing other things.
Right. So he says, look further up where Master Koch, the paragraph begins. The second hour is at the beginning of the paragraph. You're davening with a chazan. So should you say kedusha with a chazan? He says zeu ikar tzibur. He thinks the ikar tefillah with tzibur is to daven with a chazan. Kimashayidim kolechad mispal b'nei atzum mikri tefillas yochid. He said, that's like, it's still a small restaurant, it's like 50 yechidim, but there's nothing that's blue. Like, at the same time. But it's 50 separate things that are going on. But what makes it a tzibur? That if you have one person and they're listening, that makes, that glues together. That's a tzibur. So why don't we do that lechatchila? Because no one's going to pay attention. Yeah, he says, But how does he explain the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say that it has this philosophy? Is the Shiyashu Shas philosophy? Were so fresh a shot. So is there two different reasons here? Is it the reason of Yazdir's philosophy, or is it the reason that he's giving? Because why is people? Because Rabbi Gamliel says, you see, you have the whole cup. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Shlich Sibur Moses Rav Yudechavasa." And the Tana Kama says, "Shlich Sibur." So Tana Amrul Rabbi Gamliel with Varecha, Shlich says, "Everybody." So why is it Sibur? So I'm going to leave the dream him long as you see where you're at the table. I'm a low today. We'll hold to your shit in a bucket. So he says, really the best thing would have been if the Shlich Tzibur starts aloud and everyone else is saying silently along with him. So if you know how to daven, you'll daven along. If you don't know how to daven, you'll listen. That really is the best thing. So certainly, if a yachid is taking along, certainly that would be tefillah b'tzibur. Because that's his word, the chasam sofer, that the ikir tefillah b'tzibur is when everyone's glued together.
Well, I have a question. Why don't they just do it like benching why don't they say Rabba Kai before they got? In other words, the general text,
I never heard people clapping. I'm going to say
it's not the same thing because Rabba Kai takes. So it seems to me, why not invite the people to God?
Yeah.
If what he's saying, I'm just surprised that he wouldn't have gone in that direction.
Okay. So he says, but then he says, best thing would have been. We should just say a look at like being too long, but we don't do that. We could, so we want to, okay. So then, the initial page 13, that come to the establishment. They're about to talk as a shah. Very cold, Rabbeinu, who thought divrei tos. So Rabbi Moshe is not happy with this tshuva. So how to call a takana ha'isakadei lehotzi yasha'ina b'kiyim. Right? In other words, the whole idea that the shatz does it is with the people that weren't bucky. But according to Chasam Sofer, you should just do it anyway. Because that's the only way you get the tzibur. So I call it a kind of high school today, Lahotzi So Ram the true behavior terror should be sure she hoots the sack and the hoots is in a bucky tick no zel cool. If he racked feels as shots the hoots he all feels steam where he let me talk him as feels that small. But how come they didn't put it to the chas of sofa? They should just make a takona for the to get the real din tzibur. That's what he had. According to Chachamim, we say we only do it for the Ein Bekim. But according to Chasam Sofer, they should have just made it even for the Bekim. He doesn't understand that. Because then it'll come out, everyone who's not listening to the Chazan and davening their own Shemoneh Esrei is not going to get Tefillah Metzibur. So therefore, he says that he thinks that the whole thing, I think one place he writes that it's a Talmud Torah or something like that. But so then he says, though, the Ikut Tefillah Betzibur is davening the silent Shemoneh Esrei with the, that's what he writes here on page 17. L'chein l'maisa nirash Tefillah Betzibur hadafka mashem espalim hatzibur yachad balachash. L'chein espalim hatzibur yachad imashat sa'omer b'kol ram. But he says, yachid hamispalel imashat mistaber she'ein Tefillah Betzibur. He says, he's arguing. He thinks that's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because they wanted to give the Chazan the opportunity to prepare.
He could do that without davening too. You just have Chazan
davening. Yeah, but then it would be like, right, it is a little strange because everyone's going to daven a bracha, you know, their home bracha is just like, I should have time. Well, you're just bare at home.
Yeah.
Before you go.
It makes them feel better, I think. I certainly wouldn't have to worry about rushing to shul.
Moshe Feinstein, all the years in the Lower East Side, on Shabbos morning, they daven 9 o'clock. You know better than me, MTJ. But Rav Moshe never davened. He always pretended to daven with them, but he davened bichivus. Well, the Rav David used to daven with the people. Rav Moshe didn't. Rav Moshe wanted to get the Kriya Shema his man. He didn't want to just say it before. He wanted the whole thing and it's regular, and he didn't want to upset the Balabatim. This day we're going to daven early. I don't know. I mean, that's a question. And rather here, page 19. Really, the best thing that the shots should daven away, and everyone should listen. So this way, he could feel the team, and he had Rogam Adra smell. That would have been the best thing. So So they didn't do that because not everyone's going to pay attention. So everyone should daven together. In other words, there could two possibilities. They could, the best possibility would have done that the shot should have, that would have been the best thing. So why don't we do that? Because so we don't do that because they're gonna space out. So then they should have done the second best thing, that everyone the shachat should right away speak say loud, and everyone should have the silent with the shachat. So that the Gemara says we don't do because we want that he should be master the tefillah. Excuse me one second.
So the thing is, the Chassam Sofer, that with the third would have been that that should start, and we should just this way we would get Rav Majus Malach, because we will do it together. But we don't do that because we'll space out. So the second is what the Gemara talks about. I've got a question of Chassam Sofer, a guy who comes on time to shul gets less than the guy who comes late. Which is a little, but he says, well, that's why they were masaking it. But we should lose out the Iker.
Wouldn't that cause a lot of people to come late then?
They do.
To get the benefit. Right.
Okay.
Sounds like incentive to come late.
Yeah. Okay. That's, and then he quotes, but it's a funny thing that in the end of the day, we don't do this. It's sort of the same idea that we don't do Zimun today. We do Zeman today, but the Iker Zeman was that one person says the benching for everybody. We don't do that because of people space out. So we don't do the Iker. So he says we don't do the Iker, so we get some. But why didn't, you know, when we do the third rate? Because the first rate would have been that everyone should just listen. And the Chazda should start right away out loud.
Mm-hmm.
The second rate would have been that the chazan starts out loud and we say along with it. That could have been, we don't even do that.
Which, as he said, certainly sounds much more like the Sofer.
Yeah, and the third, but we do the third thing.
Vinland?
No, in Shmonesra.
Spanish Portuguese should be benching that.
Yeah.
You go to the child's shoulder, it's one person.
Yeah. Yeah, they still do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good for them. Well, they have the old Minhagim from, they have the ancient Minhagim, right? Spanish Portuguese. Old Masoros. Okay, but at the end of the day, everyone does what we do. The only question is, the nafkamina would be, is it, would you get a key if you came in late? So, would you? Is it an opinion that you should say along with the chazan? So the chazan sofer says, yeah, that would be the best thing. Because really, they should have been mishakin that originally. But they didn't because they wanted to give the chazan the chance to masdir tefillah.
Is that what the Gemara actually says, though? Or is he saying?
No, the Gemara says that.
Says that they're giving, that he's giving them.
Yeah, I'll show you.
That they're giving him a chance to have that.
On page 2. Where the second. With the second bracket, so it's lahazdir. You see where my fingers?
Okay.
It says, "I don't have today lahazdir shul tzira tfilos."
Rabbi Sami Tochapas, if I come late to mitzvah, say I'm stuck in a meeting, they're doing chazaras hashas.
So you say along, yeah.
Everyone says
that. Not everyone, but
everyone says, wait until they go. Listen to the
Chazar. And then when are you going to die?
After the Chazar is gone.
I mean, say a long is good. Yeah, that's good.
How do you handle Kedusha?
You say Kedusha on well, the spot where you.
You answer, you don't. I'm saying along with the
chazan, you
say.
I'm not
saying
the kaddish, though. Well, if you're starting exactly with him,
you can say the
kaddish,
not. Because I thought even if you're starting along with him, I would
think
that
you answer with him. Okay, whatever. But that's why when you do a hecha kedusha, the two minhagim, either way you say, you start with. Salvation, but what yeshiva should have is to wait till after kedusha. I like the first to start along. It makes it better based on all the things we've learned. Start along. The only thing is, you have to keep pace with the chazan.
Is that the same Indian? Is that more like poreis al piyasma? Is that like it's like I don't know, like a half? Like it's not really the same.
Well, you still have to do tefillah b'tzibur. Okay. That depends what you hold, but what to a bit like we discussed with the Yad Eliyahu and the other. Okay, so this is a fascinating discussion of,
So I'm coming in and late. If it's the same, we already started, Shmonas is already the second, is it already too late? Do you have to start meal and meal from the beginning, the Yosei, or even if
The question is really, if you're not going to be able to answer Kedusha, then we'd say to wait. So you have to be able to answer Kedusha. So if you came a little late, but you'll catch up to the Chazan, then you'll get to Kedusha when he gets to Kedusha, then that's okay. Okay, Shkoya, everybody. It's good to see everybody. Welcome to our guest from Virginia. Come again. When are you coming again?
Next wedding, I guess.
But who? What? You're here for what? Tell us why you're here. Who's Chasana?
My name is Shmuley Metalis, Crown Heights area.
And how is he connected to you?